We're now joined by Ginger Polson of College Baseball Daily. And Ginger, this SEC baseball tournament, I think there's a lot of buzz around this 4:30 matchup today with Ryan Stanek on the mound for Arkansas and Aaron Nola on the mound for the LSU Tigers.
Yeah, definitely two of the best pitchers in the country, not just the SEC, in the entire country, and huge draft prospects for both this year and next year in both Stanek and Nola. So going into that game, especially since neither team has lost yet, it's going to be a big one because Arkansas right now is trying to prove that they should be hosting, even though their RPI is a little bit high right now. But they do have the lowest team ERA in the country. They're south of 2.0, which is really impressive. But Stanek's the guy they want on the mound, and that he's good to go should be definitely a really good thing for them. And then Nola's been fantastic all year as well. So the combination of those two is getting a lot of people excited, and it should be a great game because both teams are playing really great baseball right now.
And you can hear that game right here on the flagship, 103.7 The Buzz. That game will start. We will pick up the first pitch at 4:30 that one. Ginger, talk about Arkansas's chances to host. A lot of people are saying, well, they've got to get to the championship game here and potentially win the SEC tournament. But when you finish third in this league, that still says a lot. Some people still think that they should be a regional host.
Well, personally, in my opinion, if you're going for the 16 best teams to host, I'd say Arkansas definitely belongs there. They're playing fantastic baseball. They have great pitching. And as long as their bats show that they can get going in this tournament, I think that that's enough that they should be able to. Unfortunately, with how RPI has been working out, that's not really working in Arkansas's favor. So there's that. But honestly, it'll depend on what the selection committee really is going to use as their big determining factor. In years past, recently, it has been RPI. So that's, I think, why people are more hesitant about it. But I remember everyone in the NCAA is really excited that Arkansas has such a low team ERA. And honestly, to earn the 3 seed coming into this tournament, that says so much about how you are as a team. And the SEC probably will get 4, possibly 5 hosts, depending on how this all works out. So if Arkansas doesn't get one because of RPI, well, that's one of the ways that you know that RPI is not really a perfect system because that team's played good competition. They haven't had exactly an easy schedule. So in my opinion, I'd put them in, but I'm not the one making the decision, so not sure what to tell you on that
one. You just made a lot of friends back in Arkansas putting them in as regional hosts, right, Matt?
That's right, and that's the most we've heard. I agree with you that I think 4 teams out of the SEC probably should be, and I think, Trey, we'd been hearing 3. Ginger, how many runs do you think will be in this Arkansas-LSU game with these 2 studs pitching, and can you kind of compare the 2 pitchers?
Gosh, honestly, it'll really depend. The thing that's really difficult, and it'll be hard for Stanek, because clearly he's a great pitcher, and LSU and Arkansas are pretty familiar with each other, I'd have to say, because they see each other play. They play the same teams. They're really familiar, especially between Nola and Stanek, because there's so much out there on both guys. But what I think Stanek's biggest challenge is going to be today is the first time around the order, really shutting down the middle of that LSU order, because LSU probably has one of the hottest batting orders in the country with those 3 through 6 guys always producing every single game. And if he's able to keep them from scoring a run in the first inning, because that's how they succeeded yesterday with 3-0 game, I think that's going to be his key to success, because if he can stop them for that inning, I think that he'll be able to stop them all game depending on how long he goes. Same thing for Nola. Arkansas had a lot more difficulty producing runs at the plate because they've been so reliant on good defense and pitching. However, they have been having good hits and good productivity when they have gotten runners on. So I think that they have a chance to excel there. But Nola's been on top of his game lately and pitching probably some of his best baseball of the year. So it's definitely going to be a good matchup. Honestly, not sure what to tell you with runs, because it'll depend how that first inning goes for both guys, because I think either of them will rise to the level of the competition because they're both that type of competitor.
Guys, I think in this game you have to look at Arkansas's defense. And you've got to have sound defense, can't commit errors, but also when they get on base, you can't have Jacob Mahan get hit in the foot by a batted ball and that end the threat. When the ball was clearly going to be into right field, Arkansas probably scores 2 runs, and we're talking about yesterday with Ole Miss. And then also having a player picked off of a base. You can't have mistakes like that if you want to win against the best. And right now, LSU is one of the best teams in college baseball.
Definitely. LSU is playing fantastic baseball right now. They have been awesome. Glenn was fantastic yesterday for them. And then now they have Nola, who's completely rusty because he didn't pitch last week. So coming into that, they've kind of got everything working for them right now. So that's, I think, with Arkansas, what their one challenge is, aside from stopping them right away, is just stopping a team that has everything working from right now. Because usually throughout the year, at least something's going wrong for a team. They have something to tweak. But you look at LSU right now, and that team really doesn't have a weakness at the moment. They've been base running excellent. They've been hitting excellent. They've been pitching fantastic. Their defense has not been making too many errors. So Arkansas is really going to have to capitalize, like you mentioned, in order to be able to put runs up. So, I mean, with how this tournament's going, I would not be surprised if we get another extra inning game, because they seem to really like the free baseball here in Hoover.
Three extra inning games already in the tournament. We're joined by Ginger Polson of College Baseball Daily. And Ginger, a game that's going on right now, Vanderbilt and South Carolina. A lot of people thought it would be the game after Arkansas and LSU tonight. And here, lo and behold, A&M beats Vanderbilt 5-0 yesterday. Vanderbilt did throw a midweek starter, but still, I think their head coach, Corbin, was kind of upset with not getting production at the plate yesterday.
Yeah, I agree. I think that one of the challenges when you go into the SEC tournament is because you're starting in midweek game, even though they do set the series the week before to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you still have to figure out, are you going to throw a guy who isn't fully rested on your first day, or are you going to throw one of your midweek guys? So with Vanderbilt, who is a team that they don't necessarily need to do anything in this tournament, I think it's going to be a lot harder for them to come out with the need to win. Not that they're not trying their hardest. I think they definitely are. But productivity really wasn't working for them. And I think that's when you know your team's that good of a team, it has to be frustrating as a coach, because you want your team to be playing their best baseball of the year right now. When you're the one seed and you fall, although that was a very great team to beat them, with how they're playing right now, that's not what you want to see out of your team, regardless of whether you need a win here or not. So I think that it just shows how tough of a conference this is. And every single game of this tournament so far has been fantastic. Absolutely fantastic level of competition. And it really shows how strong of a conference the SEC is.
If you were the one deciding, okay, here are the regional hosts, who would be the regional host out of the SEC?
I'd say you for sure have two national seeds in LSU and Vanderbilt. There's honestly, especially since both of them are still here. Granted, neither of them could have really been gone yet, but I don't think you can take that away from either of them. They're both playing fantastic record wins for in-conference play this year. I think you look at South Carolina, who's playing right now, and you also look at Arkansas, and you think those are also two really, really solid teams. And Arkansas, again, doesn't have RPI really working for them, but you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what the deciding factors are. So in my opinion, they're both good enough to host. And then you look at this Mississippi State team with how they're playing. They were a bubble team to host by a lot of people going into this, and they're playing their best baseball all the year right now. So with that, I think they're doing a lot to get it. And Starkville's also a good host site, too. Not that that's really a factor in it, but it's something that gets considered along with everything else. So
they can push upwards of 10,000 fans in there.
Ginger, real quick, we have about 40 seconds. Tell me a little bit about Tony Kemp. Is he the best player in the conference that's not a pitcher?
Gosh, I don't know. This conference is really talented this year, but Tony Kemp is fantastic. He plays sound defensively. He is fantastic at the plate, and he's an excellent base runner. He's really a complete college baseball player. And with that, he really, really is a spark for Vanderbilt, and it's really going to help them going forward.
Ginger, thanks so much. Oh, real quick, you're from Wisconsin. Brett Bielema, now coach at Arkansas. Your thoughts?
I don't even know what to say about that one.